Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to Michael's Story Photograph Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. I'm your host, Michael Serizawa, talking to you from Ottawa. Have you had a moment in your life which you've secretly treasured in your heart, but never told to anybody else? In this podcast, I will tell you about one such special moment from my life in a story photograph. Now make yourself a cup of tea, and let's spend the next 6 minutes together in the cozy room of Story Photograph. Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to the third weekend of June. Here in the Northern Hemisphere, the longest day of the year is just around the corner. I have been waiting for this day ever since the day started getting longer again in late December, and it is strange to realize that the special day is arriving next week. I have been looking forward to the day for so long that as the day approaches, I feel not only excited but also a little sad. Unlike in the region of Japan where I grew up, here in Ottawa, summer lasts for only a short time. And after June 21st, the end of summer will slowly come into sight. I haven't yet decided how I would like to celebrate this year's longest daylight. What about you? How is the season shifting around you? Today, I am sharing with you a memory related to summer. It is a story of an epic gardening mishap that happened when I was about 11 years old. My father, who was an ardent gardener, had a very intuitive approach to gardening. He rarely consulted books or gardening experts, but instead relied on his inspirations and creative ideas. And once in a while, this approach led to a scandalous result. This time, it was my father's misunderstanding of a conifer tree that led to a scandalous result. I wonder what memory of a mishap might come back to your mind as you listen to this story. I hope that you will enjoy it. Intuitive gardening scandal. A conifer that was misunderstood. Ever since my family moved to a house in the suburb when I was 6, my father was an ardent gardener. Every day, whenever he got the time, he would go out in our small family garden to water the plants, pluck the weeds, and take care of the hedges. Since my mother was not interested in gardening at all, my father had agreed to be the head gardener on one condition, that nobody would interfere with his gardening method. Our gardening budget was bare minimum, and as such, we never hired a professional gardener. But my father was determined to use whatever resources he had to create a presentable garden, to achieve at least a fraction of the beauty and sophistication of the ones built by professional gardeners. There was just one caveat. My father had a very intuitive approach to gardening, and he always chose to be guided by his own creative ideas and rarely consulted a book or an expert. One summer, when I was about 11, my father had the idea to plant a conifer tree. It had always been his dream to have a tree in our garden, and since we lived in a cold region, he figured that a conifer tree would be a good option. "You see those trees?" He pointed to rows of evergreen trees in our neighbor's sophisticated gardens. "Those are conifer trees. They are good for cold weather, and they are also easy to maintain. Perfect for us." He brought back a gold crest conifer tree from a garden store and planted it near the hedge.
It was the shadiest part of our garden, but he chose this spot because it was one of the only available spots. Now let's wait and see until this tree grows as tall as theirs. Several months passed. Winter came, and it started to snow heavily. The baby goldcrest conifer tree was buried under the snow. Then another hardship came its way. Our neighbor's carport was located adjacent to our garden hedge, and as the sun came out, the thick icy layer of snow on the carport started to melt and fall on our hedge and on my father's new goldcrest tree. It mercilessly broke several branches of our already sparse hedge and of the baby goldcrest. When spring arrived, there was no life to the goldcrest tree. It didn't survive the winter. The next summer, my father bought another goldcrest to give it another try. This time, he planted it far away from the carport. But again, when winter gave way to spring, the goldcrest emerged from the snow, looking lifeless. Strange, my father furrowed his brows. Conifers are good for cold weather, I thought. That was when he finally did a quick search about goldcrest conifer trees. Turned out that these particular conifers needed a lot of sunlight, and they were not meant for really cold weather. I picked the wrong kind, my father exclaimed upon delivering the news. This one was supposed to remain in a moderate temperature. Finally, that summer, he purchased a blue heaven conifer tree, a kind that was more resilient to cold weather. It was planted away from the carport, and for further protection, I covered it with a bucket whenever it snowed. The tree survived the winter, grew during the following summer, and it kept growing. Today, there is a tall blue heaven conifer tree in my father's garden, standing taller than the carport.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you've enjoyed our time together as much as I did. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and leave us a comment. You can also subscribe to my weekly story letters from the link in the show notes. You will hear from me each week with a short, insightful story about our life that you wouldn't find anywhere else. When you subscribe, you will also get an access to 5 audio story photographs to bring you comfort during your busy day. Until next time, stay warm and happy.